Episode 213, Collins and Tales from the Foxhole, for the week of February 1st, 2010. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Podtacular. I am your host, The Storm.
I am your host, G-Lo.
And I'm your host, Brent Gamer.
Yeah.
Gamer. This yeah. He's gonna kill him all. Kill him all. He's gonna kill him all. Brent's in the building. Anyway. It's yes, been yes. A month.
I've actually been looking for him all day, and we just got a hold of him.
I'm sorry, guys. I thought we were doing this later tonight. Because I mean, I didn't know. I was just out playing Modern Warfare 2, playing Spec Ops,
being a nub, whatever.
No, T-Lewis, you the nub.
How? Use a nub.
The nub.
Yep.
But yes, we are back from our what was it? 3 week break.
Yeah, I'd say four.
4 weeks break, almost.
I mean, yeah. Four if you want to count recording and when this comes out, probably four.
Yeah. About 4 weeks.
But we've rectified some of our past issues with...
You like that word, don't you?
Rectified? Oh, you're so mature, Greg.
Yes, I is.
And Greg has bad grandmars.
Grandma with a four.
He has bad grandmas.
Don't make fun of my grandma.
Gilfs.
Ew.
Anyway, we will be, at least this is the plan that we have so far, and we're going to still experiment with it, but we're planning on recording on Mondays and releasing on Wednesdays.
What are we going to release on Wednesdays there, Dusty?
We'll be releasing the main show on Wednesdays.
Oh, okay. Well, make sure. I don't know if you were drunk or you didn't remember what.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no. I am drunk recording this. No, I'm not.
According to Snow?
What?
You said according to Snow.
According to Snow what?
Nothing. Never mind. I guess I was hearing things. I don't know.
Yeah, you do that.
Who's the drunk one now, Greg?
Dude, it's just, I don't hear things. Why is there four of you?
Are you making fun of me? You want to fight about it?
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you.
Next, you hear Greg drop over in this chair.
Yeah, like, he like gets off of his bar stool. He just falls over.
I'm okay.
Why are you looking at me like that, huh?
Okay, I can take on all four of you.
You want to die?
Bringing them clones in here like that, I'll take on all of them.
That's when I start like telling all my Mass Effect characters over there. Listen,
you can get drunk in that game.
Do you hear?
I know, it's so weird.
I know, it's funny.
Yeah, you start walking all wobbly and stuff. I was this is kind of like it actually. Yeah.
I was hoping that like you could stay drunk and then go talk to your crewmates drunk, and you have like these like crazy dialogue options.
Ew, you won't believe what's back there, man.
Morden, you're like my best friend, Morden. You gotta help me.
It's like forget everybody else. I don't even care about him. Just
look, Morden, I love you. I love you, man.
This might be weird, but I mean it.
Someone's playing too much respect.
That is a fun game. You should play it.
It's not the best, but it's...
It's awesome. What are you talking about?
I think Mass Effect 1 was better. But I mean, I haven't beat it yet.
Yes, I've played neither of them. So
there's no central marketplace, and it's very annoying to have to go around the universe to buy everything you need.
Yeah, so that's kind of annoying. But I mean, it wasn't a huge problem.
You have to go like Ilium, and you go to T'Chanka, which is the weirdest name ever.
T'Chanka is an awesome name. That's what I'm going to name my planet.
T'Chanka?
If I like Pioneer One, yes.
He's going to name it the Tonka.
Chimichanga.
Tippy and Chonga.
The Chimichanga. The Chimichanga Nebula.
Yes.
That'd be so weird. We got the random frags on deck.
Yes. This week.
Yep.
We're back with Collins and Tales from the Foxhole, as there are many of them. As always, when we have a big build-up like this.
Yes, the Tales from the Foxhole.
We're going to try to go through them as quickly as possible.
That's what she said.
Oh, shut up.
Dun-dun-dun. Yeah,
we have quite a few. So, to start things off, we have quite a few random frags.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer is our first one. I guess I'll go ahead and start this one off. He says, "Hello, Potekler. I'd like to say that I love your show, and that's the only podcast I am subscribed to on iTunes."
Oh, well.
Really?
That's pretty awesome, but you're missing out on some GamerCast Network greatness.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There's plenty of other good podcasts out there.
Yep.
But we are the best.
Not necessarily Halo-related, but there are some other good ones out there.
Yeah.
We are the best Halo-related podcast.
Like Brent's one-minute media update or whatever he had.
Oh, for one episode? That went well. That was wonderful.
I liked it. It was pretty good.
It was pretty lame.
Yeah, okay. I liked it.
We'll work on that.
No, I mean, this is never going to get worked on again. Like, I've given up on that. I burned that barn, man. I mean, it's gone.
He got drunk one night. It was like, we're going to make a podcast.
I'm going to burn this podcast to the ground.
It won't know what hit it.
No.
Anyway, he goes on to say, shout outs to Dustum for having this podcast, you, Lewis, for his incredible humor. Sound effects. And Brent Gamer for his deep voice that rumbles the very depths of Mordor.
You scare
me. What are you talking about?
Now you sound like a hobbit.
Bilbo Baggins.
Bilbo. Leroy, anyway.
I love you, Sam.
That'd be so funny if one of the Mass Effect characters said that. Like, when he goes into Blood Rage mode or whatever, if he went, "You're not your Grunt," and just ran after people, that'd be too funny.
Mass Effect spoilers much?
Yeah,
oh, man. What spoiler is that? That's not a spoiler.
What, Grunt? What, like saying Rage? His name?
Oh, I mean, you figure out his name the second you meet him.
Well, you meet him in a weird way, I suppose. Yeah. Yeah, we're not going to spoil that, but...
You don't know his name until he comes out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll get next one.
Go for it.
Do it.
Church writes into us. I think it's 2 points, I guess. Point number uno is Yo Podtacular. It's Church here writing in from my sniper tower. On my random frag, G. Lewis, why did you remove me from your friends list? Maybe you should be more like Dust Norm and keep your friends from Pontech. That's all for now. Back to sniping. Shoutouts to Obsidian Chow, Demaku, Slider Cleo, Old Regime, Dusty, G. Lewis, guest host, which is Brent, I assume. Brent's a host. He's not a guest host. So. Guest hosts, all of them that are here. And Arbitation. Keep on frag trucks that carry Steven Seagal to go punch Brent Gamer for defying him for saying he can't win a fight with Chuck Norris so Brent can't prevent Sommy Please from stealing Dusty's watch while eating oatmeal raisin cookies or reason cookies, I don't know. And the Dusty helps me snipe Steven Seagal, who dodges every bullet and runs off to Louisiana. This is Church and Amagals. Amagals. Like Amagals. Number two, hey guys, it's Church again, and was checking out the new front page. Saw the About Community Leaders tab. I saw the Podtacular intern and was wondering if you guys are going to do that again. Hope you do. Best snipes, Church. I guess we could do it. It'd be fun. Yeah, we could do that.
I feel like I skipped that step. Like it was created to, you know, make a new community leader, and you guys are just like, you want to help Podtacular?
Oh, we stopped because we only had one submission.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he could have been it. He could have been the Podtacular intern.
Well, he's actually interning for Around the Ring now.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
It was Funny Boy.
That's sweet.
Funny Boy.
Funny Boy.
Funny. Anyway, I'm church. Yeah.
Hey.
If we get enough people that want to do it, I mean, it's really not that difficult.
The thing is up here on the front page.
Or is it?
Or is it?
I'm looking. And
not sure. Brent, on to Tyler.
Let's do it. Tyler the T3. Hello, fellow members of Podtacular. This is Tyler the T3 once again commenting on the casualties in the Human Covenant War. On page 351 of Halo Evolutions, Cortana says, "They will be left behind just as the other 23 billion that preceded them were left behind." She is talking about soldiers killed in action recently in a small skirmish, and the 23 billion could be referencing the number of soldiers killed in action or missing in action during the war. This is about 3 times the current population of Earth. Shoutouts to G. Lewis and Dust Storm. Keep on trucking frags.
And next on today's news topic, the Atlanta Braves
That's
have
the way
just...
it is.
JVB is on a boat.
Katie yes. Couric signing out.
That's a weird voice there, Katie.
I know.
Anywho. I can't say this next one, so Dusty, you're going to take it.
Bjors?
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 Bjorn.
Bjors? I don't know.
You guys remember Bjork? Is she dead yet?
Probably. No,
I hope so.
She is.
She was.
I hope
if,
so.
If you don't know who Bjork is, then you're actually probably better off.
She a boxes.
She's crazy.
It's
She's
boxes, dead. Mama.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll just say Bjors for now.
Yes. Right.
He says, "Sweet, my first submission. Just sending this mission and firing my lasers to tell you guys that this show puts meaning to my life."
Okay. Oh boy.
Oh, that's bad. We're not very good role models on this show.
I think I'm pretty good.
Like the second I read that sentence, Boston's song "You're the Inspiration" started like flowing through my mind. It's like,
"You're the meaning in my life. You're the inspiration."
I don't know about that, but I just did. I love that song.
I think Back in Black just started going to mind. Because...
Back in Black.
Yeah.
Back in Black.
Bells, bells.
Yeah. anything by AC/DC.
Let there be rock. I was about to rock. We salute you.
Yes, we do.
Podtacular brought to you by AC/DC.
Yes. Dude, we gotta go get a sponsorship from them.
Black Ice, now available in Walmarts near you.
What about Best Buy, huh? Why not Best Buy?
Do they? I don't think they sell it there. I think Black Ice is a Walmart exclusive.
Yeah, I think so too.
Aww.
I didn't buy it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I just downloaded it. I mean...
Oops. I can hear the RIAA coming for me.
Edit.
Here I'm knocking at the door.
You're coming to the Poke Boy.
I hear you downloading music in there, Greg. Open up.
That ain't music I've been downloading.
No, and you hear Jerome outside with his hammer.
I protect AC/DC and AC/DC user rights.
I'm going to get those royalties at any price, any cost. I am Jerome.
He should so go into advertising.
He should. Every commercial should just be Jerome threatening you in some way or another.
Man, we could start our own business where we just come up with just like crazy, awful ideas. Like we just sit here and just laugh about stuff. They're like, "We need a new marketing campaign. All right, there's this like big black guy named Jerome, okay? And he works for Bungie. He's got this big old gravity hammer." What's a gravity hammer? It's a weapon in Halo. Anyway, he takes the gravity hammer. All right, and he starts swinging it around, okay? And he has this like really, really deep voice, but it's awesome, okay?
It's so, awesome.
So like he starts swinging it around and like he hits this guy like in the chest. And then we have like a special effects guy make it look like the dude gets thrown up into the air. And then just all of a sudden it says... AC/DC's Black Ice, now available in Walmart.
No, it should be like an attorney commercial. Were you hurt in a car wreck?
Jerome pops up.
Corrupt
Greg
costs.
Lewis got me $500,000 in a policy. I
Okay. From Bungie. I'm just kidding.
Well, I got
awesome.
Well, I got in a car accident, so I called Greg Lewis.
We have this one lawyer in Dallas. I don't know. Well, I think he has a law office in Dallas, but he also works in my hometown of Amarillo. And anyway, he's got this advertisement where he says, "I got $400,000 for my client," and that's no lie. And then the client pops up, and it's just like some just random awful actor, and they say nothing blah blah about that, and then just pops up and it says like name of the building. Like, we could have Jerome do that. We could have him pop up, and he's like, blah, blah, about that. And then he just hits a guy with a grab hammer.
That would be awesome.
Green joke.
Green screen him into, like, high ground or something.
Because I'm a ghost.
I'm a ghost.
I'm a ghost.
You're not even done reading his submission. You're like,
no. Okay, moving on.
I'm sorry, B Porse.
His gamer tag is something.
And it's his first submission too. Like, I feel bad that we like derailed it.
We do this a lot of first times.
It's gone down in infamy.
Don't take offense to this, but this happens to most first time submitters, is where we just randomly talk
about it. The worst part is that it's usually not even funny. Like, I'll go back and listen to the show and stuff that I thought was hilarious, like right now I'll be listening to it. I'm like, oh my god, this is awful podcasting. Oh man.
What the hell are we thinking?
Oh man, like I can't even I'll be in like mid joke and I can't come up with something to say. It's like awful.
Just happy it's not my
employees and Bungie.
One of these days we're gonna meet Jerome.
Yeah, we are, and he's gonna hate us.
Yeah. No.
It's gonna be like Billy Madison. I mean, no, the Water Boy meeting Dr. Insano.
Oh yeah.
we'll welcome into the fold.
Finish the submission.
Okay. B-Porce goes on to say, also, I found out that Griffball is awesome.
Sweet.
How do you play Griffball on Earth?
It's just too awesome to explain it. You can't use it with words. It's impossible.
I bet that's pretty fun. I don't know.
Well, we'd have to set one up and try it.
We got to do that, like, after the show, like, two-on-one Griffball on air, too.
I'm sure we can find a fourth.
I'm the one.
Okay.
One versus 100 Griffball. Chris Cashman is the one.
Oh, jeez.
Jerome is the 100. We need to make a new game show called One versus Jerome.
All right. If you can move this semi-truck before I can, you win.
If you can move this semi-truck before I kill you, you win. Even better would be like Jerome versus 100. Yeah. And just like these like 100 just like bodybuilders start running at him, and he just like takes them all on, like he's throwing them around like ragdoll.
And then he like mounts them as a like a big pile.
And like the last one that he has to fight is this bear. Like this bear just like comes out of nowhere and starts slamming around these guys, and the bear's like, "Jerome, I want you.
I want a rematch. Jerome's like, "Rematch.
Bring it on, commie." And then he like jumps at the bear. Like starts strangling him.
Because you grabbed the bear. And
you killed my son, Jerome. Your son had it coming, bear.
Let's wrap this one up. Says that's it. My gamer tag is Porse 939699. Keep on fragging trucks filled with noobs that don't appreciate the awesomeness of Half-Life for the PC. P.S. Don't you love the perfect spelling? And P.P.S. If not, it was written on my iPod. So we probably didn't really notice the spelling because we were having too much fun laughing about crap.
He did. He did spell everything right.
I
can't.
Yeah.
I can't find any errors. It's kind of whatever.
Griffball what is no.
It's just whatevs.
It's just whatever.
But yes.
Brittany Murphy is dead.
Thank you for your first submission. We appreciate it.
Evar. My turn, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I think.
Let me get IJLK1 Photo7. Is there an easier way to say that? Or am I saying it right?
420.
I joke.
Agile.
Agile writes, and I started a poll on the BNet forums on which announcer should be the Reach multiplayer announcer, and his choices were without commas. Monty O'Donnell.
O'Donnell.
He spelled O'Donnell. O'Donnell.
Jerome, or the old announcer. Keep on fragging a truck, wearing, oh boy, anus armor covered in Dusty's watches that are being so much Tommy Please, who is fighting Chuck Norris and Jerome while trying to splaser Fumo Jive with baby gears. Jerome protects IJLK 147 and ILJK 47 property. I just got the Sword Spree achievement on Heretic. Actually, I got two on my first time playing the map and matchmaking and two killing sprees. I love the map now. Keep on fragging the Podtacker for BC because it said I can't post on them because I am not 13 yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
My bad.
That reminds me. I actually got four FFA achievements on Halo 3 this weekend.
Good you job. Did?
Yes.
I got all the achievements in Assassin's Creed 2.
Wow.
I'm missing like seven achievements in Mass Effect.
Which ones you need?
I gotta beat it on Insane.
Oh, I gotta do that too.
It's Insane!
That's the big one. Anyway, as far as the announcer in, I guess, Halo Reach, I want Casey Kasem.
<That's it. What? laughs> And now with your top 40 from Casey Kasem.
IJLK writes in, Dear Casey.
Dear Casey.
Top 40 Halo Reach kills for this week are... And then you just wait for like 30 seconds while he comes up. Flag captured. Flag taken.
Oh, no, I don't think Marty has the voice for it.
That'd be alright. Jerome is the obvious choice here, but... Did I ever tell you guys that Steve Downs, the guy that does Master Chief's voice, has his own classic radio show? His own classic rock radio show?
In Chicago.
Yeah, it's great. I used to listen to it. It was syndicated in my hometown radio station.
Did he sound like Master Chief?
Yes, he's a little less gruff sounding, but he sounds almost exactly like Master Chief.
We're trying to get
it's awesome. It's funny. Like, and now from the 70s, it's the Rolling Stones in like.
And don't forget
five out.
Don't forget to give me a weapon.
it's something you really have to hear because it's hilarious when you hear it.
We're trying to get him on the show at some point.
Oh man, Steve Downs.
Yeah.
Oh man,
he has to introduce the show. Like
well, obviously.
We're gonna have him read him. We'll try to have him read a few lines if he will.
I should have him do my my cell phone, like voicemail. That would be sweet.
That would be awesome.
You have reached.
You've reached the phone of Brent Horsley. Please leave a message. Like. Like either him or Casey Kasem, that'd be sweet. Or like Jen Taylor, that'd be pretty cool too.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
I would want Jen Taylor to do my like receive message sound effect. Or like when I'm getting a call. Like, Brent, you have a call on your comm, and like, yes! I'd be like, open it up, flip it out, like, hello? Yeah, Cortana just told me you called, what's up? Like, sweet. But do it in like a really like a seductive like Cortana voice, like Brent, you have a call on your mobile comm unit. Be like, oh yeah.
What?
Wow.
I'm sorry, guys. Are we going to the next one here?
This is the next.
All right. This next one is Troubled Party. Hi, I just wanted to tell you guys you rock, and I wanted to say I've been listening for a long time now, since episode 181. Just kidding, since around 54 or so, and have been off and on since then. Also, I really love listening to you guys, but I love watching you more. So when is the video podcast coming back?
That's so weird.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's about it. Love you guys. Keep up the good work. Oh, and guest host, I will be taking your spot before you know it. Just kidding again. That's all. By the way, this is my first post, so be kind. I am atrocious at spelling and grammar. Keep on fragging stuff. because that generally encompasses everything, so yeah. Oh, and my social security number is 123-12123. They won't say that.
Check it.
Smiley face.
Check it.
Can you check it?
Liar.
I think there is a social security number like 123456789, and it's the most widely stolen social security number on the face of the earth.
Is it one person's?
Yeah. But no, I don't. It used to be a person's. I think they've taken it out of the system now.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, there was a time back when social security started that people would steal that all the time, and it was a lady. I learned it in government class. But yeah. Ooh. Fun little tidbit of information for all of you history buffs out there.
From Brent Gamer.
From Brent Gamer. Apparently the voice of Mordor.
No, it says you can't be heard from Mordor.
It's the top 40 countdown from Mordor.
With this your host.
Van Halen's album 1984. Like oh man.
Okay, Puxatawny Phil writes in, "Hey guys, it's Puxatawny Phil. Just wanted to say something, Dusty, about why you were saying you won't get Modern Warfare 2. So here it goes. Puxatawny's filling you in." I like that.
Ba-dun-dun-dun.
Ba-dun-tsh. He says, "You said something about infinite ammo glitch that gives you a virus. Here's what you might have been confused about. I don't know about any infinite ammo glitch, but if you unlock titles through different challenges, for example, some are Sidekick or Ninja or Impaler. One's called STD, which I assume you know what that means, is unlocking by knifing someone with that title. Instead of challenge complete, it says transmission complete. Another one is Infected, which you get by someone with the title knifing you. If you really get Modern Warfare 2, is an epic win game. Puxatawny Phil out."
I'm so confused.
That wasn't my main reason for not getting Modern Warfare 2. But
my main reason was that it was $60 and I wasn't gonna play it.
Yeah, it's really not worth $60. I don't think it's worth a rent. And then if you like it after you rent it, then go ahead and buy it. But
my reasoning was is because they didn't have dedicated service support for the PC.
Really?
Yes.
That bothered you that much, really?
Yeah, and a couple other smaller things, too. But that was the main reason.
Here's the issue I have with the Modern Warfare PC boycotters. First of all, like, Robert Bowling put out the numbers
original boycott list. I didn't join the boycott.
I'm just saying the people that won't buy it because they got angry because of that.
Angry.
Anyway.
Well, 90% of them bought the game afterwards, anyway.
No, here's the thing. Well, not that. I'm saying about something different. The first Modern Warfare 2 came out with dedicated servers on the PC. The original, not Modern Warfare 2, the original Call of Duty Modern Warfare came out on PC and it had dedicated servers. But Robert Bowling put out the numbers for that game, and I can't remember, but he said that it was an extravagant percent. It was seriously like the majority of copies of that game online were pirated. Okay, like, if you're not willing to buy that game, then Infinity Ward is losing money on it. Okay, so if Infinity Ward's going to put it out on the PC and they're going to make money, they're going to make money off of the DLC. And they obviously can't make you pay for DLC if there's dedicated servers out there. So, I mean, this was kind of just a product of, hey, people are stealing our game on the PC. How can we make money off of it? Oh, just take the dedicated servers away and we'll make money with DLC.
And people still stole the hell out of it.
And then they still stole it. Like, I have no, like, remorse or sympathy for these people that stole the game and then they get mad at, like, Infinity Ward for not giving them something after they just completely, I mean, screwed Infinity Ward over. I don't know how to explain it, but
I mean, you can make it to where the dedicated server only comes with the CD, and you have to have a valid CD key to host the server.
Really?
I mean, I'm assuming you could. I mean, you have to do it for the regular game. I'm assuming you could do it with the server. Because that's what you have to do for Halo 2 Vista. In order to install the server, you have to have a valid CD key.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can make up some keys. Like, you can with StarCraft, like any game, you have to have that. But you can just make up a code.
12379.
Yeah, I used to hit StarCraft all the time. I just used to just like start. I would just start typing stuff in until something worked.
Well, hey, that worked.
That's what I would. I would sit there for like 30 minutes, and eventually we'd get some.
Someone like legitimately bought it, and they got home and they put the key in. They're like, "Why isn't this working?
What the fuck?
What? No,
mama."
Oh, this was depressing. Like, I don't. Moving on.
Never buying this ever again.
Thanks, Modern Warfare, for raining on our parade. Thanks a lot, Infinity Ward.
I'll read the next one.
Go for it.
Is it yours?
Jonah Panda Lord writes, "How come you have not done a custom creation show in a while?" And continuing from episode 210 about how I got my gamer tag. Well, first of all, my name is Jonah. Yes, like the Jonas Brothers. In the fifth grade, I had to report on panda bears. And since then, that animal just became a cool animal to me. And the Lord part was random, so that's all. And keep fragging noobs that refer to the buttons by their color. The blue Skittle? I like it.
Yeah, blue Skittles.
I like it. I like
green
it.
Green Skittles.
I like it a lot.
Red Skittles.
What would the right bumper be?
The yellow bumper.
What if you're playing Halo 2, wouldn't it be white? So the white Skittle?
What, yeah. Halo 2 on?
The Xbox 360.
Yeah, the right bumper reloads.
Would be
Halo 3. What?
No, I'm talking about Halo 2.
And Halo 2 reload was X.
No, but what would the... I mean, the black and white got assigned to the...
Yeah, that, the black... The
black was left, right?
Yeah,
white,
I think.
Right? So the right bumper would be the white Skittle, and the left bumper would be the black Skittle.
Yeah, I think.
That'd be my guess. Anyway, next one.
Okay. Is it mine?
Yes.
Really? Ugh. Let's see. Porcing numbers. I guess that'd be Porcing. Porcing numbers. Hey guys, this is my first podcast. Woot woot. Dusty says, "Lol, weird. Had to when heard I lolled. Keep fragging random teabagging brutes on the last level making grunts their boys. Lol."
I say lol weird.
Lol. Nom nom nom.
Wash.
Okay. That was a strange submission.
Oh, I get a longer one. Okay.
Job.
Caleb Henley writes in. He has four different submissions. Okay. "Hi, this is C. Dan Henley, and I was thinking about the Halo Reach episode, and you wanted to give you an opinion."
Yeah.
Okay. "I think they should add sights to the guns so you're not hip firing all the time." Okay, you have the reticle.
I don't understand.
I'm a little confused.
I guess what he's referring to is, like, on the assault rifle, you can't zoom in with it.
Oh.
Like, with the BR, like, you can zoom in, and it has
right,
that sight.
But, I mean, the AR isn't necessarily supposed to be a zoom weapon.
That's the point. I don't think he understands that. This isn't Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah.
And he goes on to say that. Go ahead.
He says, "It might look too much like Modern Warfare 2, though. So keep fragging dinosaurs that keep blowing fart juice out to the TVs on your faces. Hope you guys will keep doing this through your 500th episode. By the way, this is my first submission. Hope it wasn't too long." Yeah, I think... I mean, you hip fire in Modern Warfare 2 as well, but you don't have a reticle.
A reticule.
I thought you did.
Well, on hardcore you don't. I play hardcore.
No.
Other things. But, I mean...
It doesn't work in Halo.
I will say this, though. In Halo, they have the bullets come right from your visor. They need to fix that and make it actually come from the gun and make the angles actually work correctly.
Wait, so the like a sniper bullet comes from your head?
Yes. It doesn't come from an actual sniper rifle. If you go back and film, you always see bullets coming from the person's visor, never coming from the actual gun. And you can stick a sniper rifle through somebody, and the rifle will actually be on the other side of the person, but you still get a headshot even though your sniper rifle is pointed through the guy's shoulder.
As long as your head's in front of them?
As long as your reticle and your viewing angle is on their head, you will get a headshot. I will go in game and show this to you afterwards.
No, I believe you. I believe you.
Oh, guess who got his wish in Halo Reach?
Who dat?
Brenny did. Anyway, they said that all of the human weapons in I don't know if it was all of them, but they said that there are human weapons in the game that are hit scan weapons. So like the Halo TBR, that was hit scan.
What do you mean? Hit scan.
Hit scan is where it, instead of like, I don't know exactly how it works, but the way that Luke Smith did an article on it a while back before Halo 3 came out, or it might have been after Halo 3 came out, I don't remember, but anyway, hit scan weapon is basically where as long as your reticle is on their head, it doesn't matter how long how far away they are, it will automatically hit them. Like it will, say that you're like 1,000 yards away and you got your BR. As long as your BR is accurately pointed at their head, like the second you fire is the second they will take damage.
I thought they automatically did that.
No, there's something where in Halo 3, the way that the bullets are, you have to lead the bullet more. You have to lead your shot.
Yeah,
oh, because
it's different. You gotta I have to, when I'm shooting a BR from far enough away, I have to put the reticle where their head is going to be instead of where their head is.
That's because of host lag.
There's something weird about it.
I think it's the way the game renders bullets and people that it doesn't. If you shoot somebody running 1,000 yards away from you, they're going to be somewhere else when the bullet gets there. Like an RL. So.
Anyway, all I know is that these weapons are going to be like the Halo 2 BR, and I like the Halo 2 BR. And I'm not as big a fan of the Halo 3 BR as I was the Halo 2 one, so. Booyah.
Okay. Well, the next submission is, I just wanted to tell you all that you guys rule. I know a lot of people call G. Lewis out for reasons that you know, for not accepting friend requests, yada. Keep on fragging little purple midgets with Chuck Norris's cloud flying power. And Dusty's bad sniping, which would kill none, but would also be fun to watch. Keep doing good work. Third one. Hey, guys. CD Hanley. Hopefully gonna be ODST CDH. What does CDH mean? Does anyone know?
Campaign Defensive Honor. No.
Anyway, this random frag is about the first time I bought a Halo game. I bought Halo 3 without looking at the back. I get home and play it with everybody yelling in Spanish.
Sorry.
He bought a Spanish copy of the game.
Where do they sell that at? Where do you live?
I
what?
I thought that Sergeant Johnson was a Hispanic retard. I did not know I bought the game's Spanish version. Keep my bragging trigger happy man just running around getting owned by Jackie Chan with a BR.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Oh man. How did you do that? Oh yeah. that's impressive. I'll say that much. Wow. Okay. Number four. I'm very sorry about so many submissions. But can I have all your gamer tags? I won't send a friend request. Just want to look them up on BNet.
What's G. Lewis? G-L-E-W-I-S.
Yeah, his was easy.
Yeah.
It's like your mom.
Didn't say good job.
Brent says Brent Gamer.
Yeah, but it's all one word.
Spaces. And mine is DustStorm 051 spaces appropriately spaced.
That's not confusing. Just look at my friends list and look for Duststorm. Whoever Duststorm is, that's him.
Well, you have both of mine on there.
Oh. The one that has letters out of it.
They both have letters.
Oh. 051.
Yes, 051.
Greg, next one. Go.
The big gooba fish. He writes, hey, Pawtucker, it's the big gooba fish. I've been playing Xbox a lot, and the only game in my tray is MW2. For you noobs, it's Modern Warfare 2. It's driving me insane. I just can't stop. Oh. I really want Halo Reach to come out way sooner so I can break away from Modern Warfare 2. I've bought Borderlands, and that is in the mail. Hopefully Borderlands can be my perfect rehab from the juggernaut. The juggernaut that is Modern Warfare 2.
Juggernaut. Juggernaut.
I think you would all agree that addiction to Modern Warfare 2, or Modern Warfatus, as I'm calling it, is a serious problemo. If you start to see symptoms such as random floating A's, B's, or C over real-life objects, an uncontrollable urge to drop to the floor whenever you see someone you don't recognize or have extremely aggressive behavior toward anyone who seems remotely Russian, contact your local doctor for treatment. Oh, she just said contact your local GameStop for treatment.
Yeah.
You know what that reminds me of? The old shows where you had, you play too much Halo when.
Yeah.
People would write those again. Those were funny. Because we got some really good ones. And we had a couple Yo Mama jokes.
Yo Mama's so fat.
Yo Mama's so dumb.
Yeah, we had a few of those. They were pretty funny at the time. I'm sure they probably would be if they came up again.
They're no longer funny.
Someone could probably just go into the archives and resubmit and be like, oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Sure, I'm sure it would happen.
Okay.
But yes, Brent, you're next.
All right, let's do this. Ketchup172. Hey, Podtacular, this is Ketchup. I was just wondering, who would win in a fight, Chuck Norris, the almighty roundhouse-kicking, razor-blade-spitting master of the universe, or Jerome the Bungee security guard?
Oh, here we go.
you make it sound like Jerome. Like, you didn't say gravity hammer-wielding, big voice heaven master of the universe.
Well, that's because just saying the name Jerome instills those thoughts inside people, so you don't have to mention it. Please discuss this topic on the next show. I think it will all be determined by whether or not Chuck Norris is threatening Bungie or Bungie property.
We should have a special episode about this. We should do like a...
Should have a Jerome show?
Yeah, the Jerome show.
That would be funny. Let's do it.
Oh god, I lost my spot. Anyway, Chuck Norris is threatening Bungie or Bungie property. I don't think Chuck Norris would threaten Bungie or Bungie property because he knows.
He threatens anything. He knows. He knows what's up. He gets a newsletter.
He's probably anyway.
He's probably like Jerome's best friend. Like,
they go on raids together.
Yeah, they go on like wild fishing trips and stuff. No, like,
they go on wild raids together.
They go bear hunting. Anyway, keep on.
If you pitted them two against each other, just the universe would explode.
Yeah. Anyway, keep on fragging staplers that shoot flaming M&Ms on Dusty's face, causing him to fall back onto a roller skate and fall down 89 flights of stairs into a zombie-filled hotel lobby that is also on fire. That's the plot of Left 4 Dead 3. See ya.
Wow.
Dude, I want an MLM firing stapler. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Can I get one of those?
Yeah.
We should. I know how we're going to make money, guys. First, we got to call M&Ms and ask them for permission.
Yeah. I love M&Ms.
Wow.
Do you like the peanut M&Ms or regular M&Ms?
I like
better.
The regular or the crunchy ones.
Yeah. I don't know. I like the peanut M&Ms pretty good.
Spencer, really good.
Dead air is dead.
My turn?
Yes.
Troubled.
Troubled party.
What?
Did we already have him before? No.
No.
We did. Yeah, we did.
Today?
We did.
Yeah, we did.
Oh. When?
He's between Puxatani Phil and IGLK.
Wow.
Huh.
Punxsutawney feeling you win.
I missed the merger there. Oh, well. So the second one from Troubled Party, he writes in, "Hiya, it's me, Troubled Party, back again for some tips to keep you from being on the wall of shame in Podtacular, i.e. using bad spelling and horrendous grammar. These tips are for everyone, so listen up. This means you overly energetic 11-year-olds.
Yes, you.
First, yeah. Have an idea on what you want to say before you say it. This will keep you from babbling on about the same stuff. Second, download Firefox! Exclamation point. Firefox is an amazing browser with spell check. I know because I suck at spelling and use it very often. It's like God decided to make a browser."
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. Also, Google Chrome has spell check, so.
Yeah.
Google Chrome is another viable.
Yes.
Third, download the Podtacular personas to show your support of Podtacular and all of its awesomeness.
We have a persona?
We have a persona?
What is that?
It's a theme for Firefox.
Really?
It's that's weird. I never even knew we had one.
I didn't know that either.
There, hang on. I'm looking this up. Search.
He said he made them. If you keep reading.
Oh wow! Yeah, he made two of them.
Well, that's cool. Kind of.
Only thing is the first one he made was actually based off the old theme. But the second one isn't too bad. Although the icons can go away, I think. The iTunes, RSS, and Zune icons. But that's my opinion. But good job. Actually, looks pretty good. Yeah.
Fifth. This fifth one's funny.
I'm getting there. Okay, so aside from me being distracted and looking, yes, they are there. If you want to go, if you have Firefox and want to check them out, go to getpersonas.com and just search for Podtacular. There are two of them. Okay, he goes on to say, "Sorry, I made these and need to spell it out for the fans. Just Google Firefox personas." And then search for Podtacular. Yeah, okay, just said that.
So what does this do, like, when you download this?
It's basically, you know how you had themes for Firefox?
No.
Oh. Well, it basically applies pictures to your the background part of your title bar. Or not the title bar, but where the menus, the back buttons, and all your bookmark stuff is.
On the
okay. Yeah.
And on your status bar.
That's pretty cool.
Font color accordingly.
Ooh.
But yes. Fourth, proofread. This is the part where you read over it and check it if it sounds good coming out of the mouth as it would on paper. The hosts, guest hosts, have a hard enough job as it is without having to slow down to do that for you. Fifth.
I said you, it was funny.
Remember, always use protection.
Yeah.
I told you.
Oh, every time.
Oh, Brent's like, "Don't forget."
Do not forget. If you only remember one of these, remember the fifth one.
Brent, I need to stop by that place on the way back.
Yeah.
Okay. Sixth, click submit and hope it will get read.
It won't.
We read pretty much all the submissions.
Yeah.
We might drop back into reading the select few like we did before to keep times down, but yeah, we'll see how that goes. Sorry, but after reading through a couple episodes of show notes, it became clear that someone had to say something. I love y'all, so sorry if I came off like a jerk. I don't think you did. That was actually much needed.
That's just what we needed.
And yes, thank you for the personas. I'll actually look into making an official one. Not that yours are bad or anything, but so sorry we changed names on you, but they look good. Much love, Troubled Party out. Okay, Greg, you have the next one.
We're on Spencer Little Joe. He writes. I'm going to guess I'm just going to read this text that he writes. He wrote.
Do it. You got to do it Mass Effect style.
Start submission.
Bending space time vortex. Opening bungee timeline rift. Sending. Sending. Received.
Hey, Podtacular. Kalo here. Wanted to say hello to everyone hosting / listening to Podtacular's podcast. I've enjoyed listening for quite a while now and decided it was finally time to send in a submission. Shout outs to Duststorm, G. Lewis, Brent Gamer, and whoever is co-hosting.
And whoever keep on ringing.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
That's
mine.
That's not mine. You need to get a secretary, Greg.
Keep on fragging Halo 2 for not being on the Windows, for not being on the Windows platform.
It is.
Yeah. It is.
It is.
Wow. In fact, in the game, it's like in the name. It says Halo 2 Vista. It is a Windows product in the name.
Wow. I wish they would make Halo 3 for Windows.
That would be not right.
They're not going to.
Yeah.
I'm sure if they did it right, they could get a lot of gamers into it.
Major
if they
pain.
Did it right.
They'd have to get Gearbox on it. I think Gearbox
could do good. If they would be like the first ones to do crosses, well, Shadowrun already did this, so it's not there. But if they could do like the first kind of like major company cross-platform shooter.
So that I can get owned by people with keyboards and mice? Yeah.
No, I would totally.
That'd be sweet.
No, actually, I was playing Halo 2 Vista, and I did better with a controller plugged in to my computer than I did with mouse and keyboard. A lot better.
Phone dizzled.
Like, I mean, there are some people that are just good with Twitch reflexes on.
I'm saying there are people that have played PC FPSs every day of their life since they were like 10. Like, they like started playing Doom, and they just like, ever since then, just every day, they just play FPSs on their PC every day. I know this because I'm up at college, and there is a guy that every day, he just like, when he's not in class, he's playing TF2, and I know that if he ever got his hands on Halo 3 and it was cross-platform on the PC, mm-hmm. like, he would completely own me with his mouse and keyboard.
Maybe.
Like, he is Twitch with that thing.
And there's some people out there that use the ball mouse, the ball mice.
Yeah, balls.
That's what I use.
Really?
I use that.
Like not like a regular mouse with a ball in it, but like the,
Yeah, the one with
track,
you move.
Like, yeah,
track
like
ball.
A
yeah, trackball.
Yeah.
Yeah, I use that. That's what I use when I play.
I don't like
that. I used to play an arcade game about a marble, and it had a big old trackball. I think it was fun.
A big old one?
Yeah, it was a large trackball.
You like them bigger, huh?
Yeah, I love those big old trackballs.
Okay.
What?
We're on schedule.
What,
I'm
mama?
I'm talking about Greg. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Greg.
All right, is it mine?
We got Major Pain coming in from the movies.
Major Pain.
Oh boy, you get the. All right, Major Pain 121 says episode 210 was so funny. Chaney is on a shotgun spree, so funny from Tales from the Foxhole. Okay.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was too funny.
Chaney on the shotgun spree.
Yep, next one too, since it was short.
All right, Tim times 222. Says, hey, Podtacular, I just wanted to say that I dug through Bungie.net and found Ghost is named Emil, I guess. Keep on.
Emil.
Emily? Emily? I think it's a dude, isn't it? Wouldn't it?
Emil.
Emil? I don't know. Emil.
Yeah.
Miles tells per hour. Keep on. Keep on, Grenathsbrook.
What?
Fragging.
Oh, it's fragging trucks backwards. I get it.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I thought it was like German for a second.
If our Kurt.
Actually, what German is? Is this English backwards?
Yeah, it's English backwards.
Gnifarf skirt.
Gengarf skirt.
It actually sounds like it could be a word, though. That's the thing.
I was like, is that trucking frags in a different language? That's the first thing I thought.
Well, skirt sounds like it could be like a German verb.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Ingenarf sounds like a noun or a name or something.
Or like a food. Like a Germanic food item? I don't know.
Nigarf?
Nigarfen?
I'll play to that Nigarfen. I love Nigarfen.
Can I have a side of Nagarfin with this? Just Wiener Schnitzel?
Mabunja sauce? Nagarfin with Mabunja sauce is awesome.
Go, Dusty.
Fungus Oz. From
Osland. The McOzburger.
McOzburger. He writes in, "Hey guys, it's Fungus Oz, and this is something I noticed after playing Halo Wars the same day that I watched Avatar. Best sci-fi epic ever, IMO."
Yep. In your opinion,
still haven't seen it.
It is
quite awesome.
Story isn't awesome. The visuals are cool.
The story
was pretty stupid.
Meh.
Like, I felt bad watching that movie because, like, on occasion the main, I guess, the colonel in that movie, I don't remember his name, but he's just such a that, like, occasionally I would root for him. Like, I'm like, yeah, kill those blue aliens, dude, yeah!
Kill them word huggers.
Yeah! Like, he is, whoever played that did a great job in that role.
Okay.
You'll know it if you see it, Dustin.
Okay.
That was James Cameron himself.
I'll keep that.
Yeah, he pops out and just holds his breath, starts shooting at aliens.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
You remember that? Like he busts out, he like kicks down that like pressurized door, and he holds his breath, and he like starts shooting at him.
And then he grabs the oxygen tank, and then
he like nods at the other guy, like, "Yeah, yeah, that was me. Yeah, I'm that awesome. Yeah."
Okay. The Scorpions, the smallest gunships in Avatar, seem like a cross between Hornets and Sparrowhawks.
They look like airplanes. I mean, they all look the same. They all look like helicopters.
All looked like Hornets to me. Like, they just were Hornets. That's it.
No, they weren't Hornets. Hornets were more upright.
Yeah, but they kind of they resembled Hornets.
They're talking about the Sparrowhawks. He's talking about the Sparrowhawks from Halo Wars.
Yeah, it looks just like them. But I mean, Avatar was already in production when Halo Wars came out.
There was a whole like news thing about this too.
Oh, about people accusing James Cameron of stealing Halo stuff.
Yeah.
Even though Halo was, a lot of visuals were based around aliens.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I don't really care. It all looks pretty much the same, and it's pretty cool.
I kept getting sad because like the my favorite part of Avatar were the like gunships and just cool stuff like the mechs and the battle scenes with all these explosions and stuff.
You mean the mechs from the Matrix and then all the battle stuff?
Yeah, like it was cool, like all of the stuff blowing up. Like I kept wanting just a movie with that. I just wanted to like see battle scenes.
I wanted the humans to win. To be honest,
you wanted a big blow up massive movie. You just want all out.
Like there's this
testosterone filled.
Ah, kaboom! Yes.
I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but there's this one scene where you're supposed to be sad because this humongous building. This humongous. I'm just gonna call it a building. This thing goes down and it's huge, and like it's important to these aliens, but it gets blown up, and like, it's just like this. There's this thing called the dragon gunship, and this dragon gunship is awesome. It's just this like huge thing, and they send out like 57 incendiary just missiles and it just blows up and the whole thing just like falls down. It's my favorite part in the movie. I'm like, yes! And everybody around me is all sad. They're like, no! Like, aliens are all crying and like people, like the aliens are dying. I'm like, yes! 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 Yes!
What about Ewa? What about the Ewa?
You did this, Jack Sully! And I'm like, yes! Yes!
Give me more.
That's what we should have more movies about. Just
more destruction, more incendiary missiles, more.
Just humans just blowing the crap out of everything.
Oh man, that was my favorite part in the movie.
That should be Brent's movie.
So you want blow like a futuristic planetary battle?
Yes.
Like the first Mass Effect, like the first one. The second one, no. The first one, yes.
Oh man. About that scene gets me all excited.
Hold on. I'm going to go punch something right quick. I'll be right back. I'm going to go pump some iron.
Oh. I'm going to go pump some iron with Mac, yo.
Submission, since we're already done it through an hour and we haven't even gotten to the...
You want to skip the rest?
let's get to that's up to Dustin.
I think we should.
I mean we can go through it if we actually stay to it.
I think we should skip the rest, and then just go straight to the.
Let me finish Fungus since we've started his already.
Fungi.
We'll save the rest for next time. He goes on to we're talking about Avatar and Halo and how the ships look like here, in case anyone got lost. He goes on to say, besides some small modifications, the fly, look, and fire are almost the same. And the massive ship that dropped parts onto your base also looked like the ship from the ship that the Colonel was flying in the last epic battle.
Yeah, it does. Looks just like it.
If you're not sure what I'm talking about, there are links included at the end of the submission. Were they copying each other vehicle models, or is this just an odd coincidence? Anywho, they all look awesome, and it doesn't really matter. Keep on fragging Chuck Norris and Nene's guts that were expelled from their stomachs after they obliterated each other.
What?
After eating all of Gilu's nom-nom, Macchio appears out of nowhere and eats the guts of Nene and Chuck Norris, which makes him throw up everything inside inside his stomach. Jerome then orders him to run 100 meters because he threw up on Bungie's employees and Bungie property. No, I have to say that right. Because he threw up on Bungie employees and Bungie property! Macchio cannot run for more than a few seconds, so he disintegrates at 23 meters. Jerome calls the mighty Foo to resurrect Gilu's because he had died locked in his room starved of nom-noms by Macchio. After that, Gilu's is employed by Bungie and all is well again.
Yes.
Except for the Halo series.
What?!
After Gilu's is employed, Halo
it would
is
be
dead.
It'd be filled with more mechs and blowing up stuff.
Yeah, it just loops the scene from Avatar where this goes.
And you just have to press A every time that they shoot the missiles. That's the whole game. And Brent would buy it.
Oh man, yeah, that'd be great. Like I just keep hitting the button and just watching it blow up. I'm like, yes, yes,
yes. Anyway, he says, end of chapter 2 of 1,000, oh jeez, of the prologue of my epic novel. Fare thee well, Fungus Oz.
Nothing is sweeter than the tears of aliens.
Yes, I agree.
Say what?
Especially the Asari.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, am I up?
Well, I think we're going to...
Oh, yeah. Are we skipping the tails?
Okay. Well, we got Collins with Chuck first.
Oh, yeah.
So we have a few of those.
No, we can skip the tails.
Skip
the rest of the random frags.
Yeah, we're just going to skip the rest of random frags. Head on to Collins with Chucky J. Take it away, Chuck.
Podtacular Collins.
Welcome, everybody, to another Podtacular Collins. This month, we've got some pretty nice tales from the foxhole. As well, we have some rather confusing calls. So, I'll let you guys try and figure out which is which. Let's get going.
Hey, this is White Chocolate, and I'm going to tell from the foxhole on Blackout. Alright, me and a couple of buddies are sitting in my room playing, and I have a sniper and an energy sword. My friend has a sniper and a plasma pistol, and my other friend that I have no idea where he's at has just the assault rifle. Alright, so the guy's up there at the sniper spawn, and he goes, and I'm running across the main platform. He goes to shoot at me. The bullet misses by about, 3 inches. It goes, it ricochets off the ground, goes, ricochets, hits the door, and ricochets up and hits my other friend in the head. All right, then as I'm running, as I dodge the bullet, I throw a plasma, get the guy with the sniper right in the crotch, and just keep on running. And right as my friend spawns, just got shot in the head. He spawns like right there as I jump to the next platform, and I just sword slice him and take him down, so I get a triple kill. All right, a double kill. Sorry, thought you guys like to know that. So, sadly, I don't have live. I'm poor. All right, peace. White chocolate out. Hey, this is White Chocolate again. I've got another Tales from the Foxhole. Okay, this one was on Heretic, everybody's favorite purple map. All right. Me and the same two friends from Blackout were playing. All right, so we're up there. I spawn right by the sword, so I run, I grab it. And then I run down and grab the shotgun. And so nobody can get bull true on me until it spawns again. But anyway, me and my friends are running around playing. And my friend, White Meat, goes to grab a plasma rifle and sneaks up behind J-Dog and starts firing. Well, J-Dog just stands there. His mind wandered. Anyway, he's just standing there being shot and not even noticed anything. It was pretty funny. Okay, then he gets killed. I run and take him out with the sword as he's shooting, so I get a single kill. Then after that, the shotgun respawns, and White Meat gets me with the plasma rifle too. He sneaks up and assassinates me. But the shotgun responds, so I run and grab the shotgun again, and my friend J-Dog gets the energy sword, and as he lunges at me, I fire and I get bull true for the first time. I was pretty proud of myself, because usually me and my friends have tried to do it before and it never worked, but we weren't even trying to do it this time and I got it, so it was pretty awesome. I got the horns. But shout outs to G Lewis, Dust Storm, Chucky J, and all the other guest hosts on Podtacular for keeping the show awesome, Sousin, and the epitome of epic. All right, White Chocolate out.
That's awesome, White Chocolate. I hope you get live one of these days so we can all get online and play together. And I guess until then, we'll see you on the forums.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Romantic Hurt, formerly known as Figure Skater 87. Just wanted to let you guys know I will finally be active on the forum when I'm able to. And so, be looking forward to that, I guess. And I hope that I could be on the show one day. That'd be great. All right.
Hi, I'm John. The reason I'm calling, I saw your ad and I wanted to ask you a question about your business. If I could honestly show you two things. First, how to put 6 to 8 people a week in your business. And second, how to earn $10,000 in the next 30 days. Would that be worth 20 minutes of your time today? If you answered yes, then you need to call 1-800 and listen to a short presentation. After that, get back to me.
You will text the landline message. To hear this message, press 1. Print customer 36. I sent you a text to landline message.
Hi, 5th Reich 2nd Armored Artillery Division.
Thank you for using text to landline.
So as it turns out, this segment is going to be ruled by one guy in particular. And guess what? His name is not White Chocolate.
Hey, it's Soapier Leopard. I used to be White Chocolate, but I logged on live and they made me change my gamer tag. Alright. My tale from the foxhole has to do with getting both the Naughty Naughty and the Good Samaritan achievements in one playthrough. Here's how you do it. first, whichever one you want to go for first. Get it. If you want to get Good Samaritan, you got to go through all the campaign. My tip is to run through it on easy. I got done in an hour and a half to get to Data Hive. You get the achievement then. Okay, what you do, you save right before you enter Data Hive, and you'll get the achievement will pop up as soon as you walk forward. Immediately shut off the Xbox. Go redo your untainted save. Then before you go in Data Hive, run around, kill 10 engineers, and get naughty naughty. And same thing if you want to do it the opposite way. Both work. All right, my next tale from the foxhole has to do with being in the campaign on Legendary to get the Vidmaster achievement. My buddy was trying, we were trying to figure out how to get the ghost, but we couldn't figure out the ghost, so we just ran through it. But what we did, we jumped on top of the, we used rocket launchers to get on top of the elephant and just crouched on it and rode. But thought you'd like to know that. Anyway, keep up the good work, Podtac. Bye.
Okay, so I would not have thought of that. That sounds pretty interesting. I guess it might take some work to jump up on the elephant. I'm not sure, but that sounds like a pretty good strategy. You know, we did it the old-fashioned way on the mongoose and hopped off when all the drones popped out and got it done.
Hey guys, it is Stormy Please, and I would like to be here to explain to you a tale from my hole of fox. I was playing Free For All, Lone Wolves on Guardian, and I got a sniper, and I was on the lower level, and you know, I saw a guy, and I saw two of them, and I tried to line it up, and I did, and I got a double kill with two headshots. And then I turned around, or turned up, because I had the shotgun too. So I run across the map, that's what I do. And I grabbed the shotgun, and I was in the same spot. And then I turned around after I got the double kill. And I hit a guy with a shotgun who was invisible. And then I jumped up on, like, onto the top level, threw a stick grenade, and I stuck somebody, and I got a overkill, and then I tried to go kill someone else. And then they killed me. But I got an overkill, and I'm trying to cut it perfectly so you don't see me getting shot at or dying at the very end. But once I edit it up, it should be on my file share. And that's all I want to say. And I love each and every one of you. And I love pizza.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Hey guys, it's EastF117 just to say I love the podcast and keep it up. See ya.
And that's in for our call-ins this month. Just keep an eye out on the front page for a notice for when we're taking more calls, or just keep calling in. We try to do it about monthly, and we will go back if you called in the first part of the month. So go ahead and call in now. And remember to join us on the forums. There's a lot of cool stuff going on there with Reach coming soon in beta form, and with Halo 2 going offline in April. So there's a lot of stuff going on, and we are the place to go to check it all out. Now, this is a song I should have played a long time ago. It's by a dude named James at War. You can check him out on youtube.com/James at War. He just put out a great parody of the Fireflies song about celebrities. But this one is from a little while back, and it's all about blaming Halo 3. And you definitely got to go check him out on YouTube, because the video really makes the song. So it's Blame Halo 3, the Akon cover by James at War.
As life goes on, I'm finding that I still slough off most of my responsibilities. And I realize I can be easily distracted from what's going on around me. So I just wanted to... hold on a minute. Oh, wait a second, wait. What did you want again? Oh, right, I was singing a song.
I'm sorry for the way that I behave, but the last one. game, man. Good game.
Yeah, good game. Hey, you ever play World of Warcraft?
No, what's that?
Dude.
Hey, everybody. We're back.
Hey, welcome back. Thanks, Chucky, again. For
we decided we're just going to, you know, skip over the whole show. Bye, everybody.
Peace out.
Bye. Peace. We got to go watch Avatar.
Yeah. Just the blow-up part.
Yeah. Sir, the movie's already 1 hour in. I know. I did this on purpose. Believe me. Just walk into the theater. Are you sure you want to walk in on this movie?
Yes, I want the dang ticket.
Yes. I can hear the scene going on in the background. Hurry, let me in.
My friend told me this was the best part.
Ever.
Ever. Greg, you and your evers.
Ever.
Yes.
Ever.
I'm the actual part of the show that's actually shorter than the random frags.
Yes, let's do it. Let's do
this.
The
main segment is...
Tales from the Foxhole.
Tales from the Foxhole. Okay, and the first one we got is XXX Death Above Us. Who spells his name wrong? Yep. And he has two submissions. His first one, he writes, "Hey, Podtacular, it is Death that searches for the Nene." It's so weird. "I am here to send my Fox Internet with a tale from the DA hole." I don't get it.
The district attorney hole.
My first comes from a couple months ago on Guardian. It was on Lone Wolf's Oddball. I was down by 26 and three guys circling the ball and threw a grenade and got a double kill. Then nailed the other guy in the head with a BR, picked up the ball, ran across the map, got two Oddball kills, then died. I took the lead with, and only 1 point left, and the guy in the second got the ball and won. Sad face. It is sad face. I was
sad. I mean, that is sad.
Well,
I haven't played Oddball in a while.
Number two, he said, sorry, but he didn't finish his last submission. There was another tale from the foxholes. Hole of foxes. I was playing FFA snipers on standoff. I was down by 9 kills and was in second to last with 2 minutes left. I was getting mad because every time I shot someone, somebody else killed him. So I went on a sniping spree and got 5 snipes. But some idiot ran up to me and got me mad and shot him in the head with a pistol and killed him. The time ran out, and I came in second to keep on fragging the loser who charged me and anybody that gets in our way. P.S. Rice Neck Roz, I found my mic. Keep fragging trucks. He found it. Oh, next one is my hero. And Dusty. And Dusty
is it mine?
The next one's from Dustin.
The next one is from Dustin?
No.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not.
The next one is from the Failboat Driver. I finally got an Xbox 360. I got an Elite on Thanksgiving. I was playing Rumble Pit, and it pulled up BRs on Guardian, and I grabbed a sniper rifle, jumped up, and took a random shot. I killed two guys with one bullet. Unfortunately, I played a lot of games before I went to the theater, so I couldn't take a clip of it. But I have a different clip on the file share. Team SWAT, I went into a room and flinched and got two people with one shot again. My gamer tag is ZJ578.
That's cool.
I know, very creative, but I use that universally. It's my SIG on my cell, one of my emails, stuff like that. Till next time, see you later.
I'm guessing he said, "I know it's not very creative."
I know very creative.
I know. He's saying it like he's like verbose,
yeah,
but he's being sarcastic.
Like,
yeah, I know. It's super creative, right?
Mm-hmm.
That makes you jealous.
Yeah.
I think you should read the next one too, Brent.
I should? Okay. Caleb Henley says, "Hey guys, this is C. Dan Henley with not one, but two tales from the foxhole. The foxhole. The first one I was in Valhalla. Everyone was getting pwned by a guy in a Banshee. I got a missile pod and shot it down with ease, and before I had a chance to celebrate, the Banshee's destroyed carcass fell and killed me." That's actually happened to me before, too.
Yeah, it's happened to me a few times. Usually with Warthog.
Yeah.
I actually had a recent game where I threw a grenade and I splattered myself with a warthog.
Oh, yeah. I've had that happen with a warthog. Like,
It happens plenty of times.
Yeah.
There was one game that I was playing that, like, I blew up a Banshee, and then I ran in to go get a flag, and then I went through – it was on Valhalla, and then I went through the man cannon, and then the Banshee killed me while I was going through the man cannon.
All right.
I think it's on my file share, but I don't remember.
Moving on, the second one was when I shot a fusion coil on the same map on the side of the man cannon. It fell on the man cannon and shot towards two of the opposing teammates approaching the base I was at. It hit one of them and blew both of them up. Okay, that's pretty cool. Anyway, keep fragging the retarded zombies that look like Russian terrorists with bags of manure slung on their backs and fart juice coming out of their noses. Sorry for the long submission, but I can't seem to do a short submission.
That's actually pretty
short.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's not long, but it's
regular size.
That's what she said.
Oh.
Next one, Maximo.
Snack Roz. Right in.
Smack him up.
Hi, guys.
Gobble, gobble.
Oh, hi, guys. It's Rice Snack Ross here to tell you about my epic ponage the other day.
Ponage.
So I was at my friend's house, signed in as a guest. He's very low rank, and we decided to play some social. We played a few games and came across a team BRs on Guardian. I was doing pretty well with a 17-plus kill streak and no deaths when the game ended and Perfection appeared on my screen.
Oh, boy. You had a 25 to have a Perfection, didn't you?
No. Perfection is...
It's 15?
Is no deaths.
Yeah, but you have to have at least 25 kills, I thought.
It was... 20...
He has 17, then that can't be true.
Well, he said he was doing pretty well with the 17 kill streak. So he probably had more afterwards.
Oh, I got you.
Okay.
He said, I was both happy and sad because it was my first legit perfection, but I was signed in as a guest, so it didn't count to my profile.
Fixer didn't happen. JK.
Anyway, shout outs to all the Aussies and keep on fragging trucks.
Ooh.
Aussies lie.
Actually reminds me of a tale I had. I was doing
Crikey.
I was doing FFA on my private account trying to get achievements, and I went on a 25-4 streak, and I had Killing Frenzy. I had Running Riot before I died on my first run. It'll be up on my file share soon.
I don't think I've ever got a perfection. I love how
you like referred to your private account like so nonchalantly, like it was like a private bank account, like an offshore bank account. You're like, yeah, I was playing on my private Xbox Live account the other night, and it was awesome.
Okay, Stewie.
It was sweet.
Hey, guys, I got the next one here. Some IJLK again.
Do it.
147, and here I take
it. Wait. Whoa.
Whoa, what?
Skipping Maximo Knots?
Oh, my bad. I cannot read. We are now going on to Maximo Knots.
You caught us.
For Brent. Hey, guys. Just a quick tale to die. Whilst playing a game of Social Slayer with my brother on Last Resort, I decided to turn into what I always hate, a guy who grabs shotgun in the sniper rifle, or what Dusty likes to call the perfect.
No.
Usually guys do this, end up dead pretty quick, and haven't really helped the team by giving away two good guns. However, my actions were justified. After previously dying twice with a kill, I went on the longest kill streak ever. No, not the longest number of kills, but the longest time span without dying. I slowly started to rack up the kills until earning the Rampage Medal. My first BTW. This killing spree started 2 minutes and 7 seconds in and ended when the game time ended. From this, we safely say that the time expired equals the time taken to become a pro.
Okay.
I don't understand it.
From this,
we safely say the time expired equals the time to become a pro. Anyway, love the revamped site and fragging that noob with the shoddy snipe combo. I don't really like the way the site looks, but that's whatever.
Aw.
Is it
better than that old one?
Do you want a little violin to play? It's okay. Yeah, it's okay. I just think that it's the background's too convoluted.
Well, I haven't worked on it yet. The background's gonna change.
Oh, okay.
The second to last line of that submission.
The first to go.
This doesn't make sense, does it?
Yeah, well, it kind of sounds like a science professor or like
From this, we safely say that time expires.
From this, we can safely say that, yeah, since the time that expires is equal to the time it takes to become a pro, so the difference is in the mid-max time between the game start was significantly different than the amount of time it took for him to die, and his kill streak started in at 2 minutes. Now, we can assume that a match takes around 10 to 15 minutes, depending on the type of match, so therefore, if he was up for 2 minutes, he would have been alive for 8 minutes. From this, we can safely say that the time expired equals the time taken to become a pro. I hope you're taking notes, because there will be a comprehensive exam on this on Thursday.
And there will be a quiz tomorrow.
Does he mean the time expired means...
I have no clue what
that means. The other 2 minutes, he would have been owning and he would have become a pro or something?
I think he's...
No clue.
I don't know. I'm not going to try to figure it out.
It does sound like a professor, though. Because he's like, he talks, but... Even though he doesn't know what he's talking about, he makes it seem like he knows what he's talking about.
See, it's equal to the equinox of the third power squared. Do you see this?
Going back up here to the troubled party. First, have an idea of what you want to say before you say it.
Second.
Second, download
I'll
fire.
I'll
five.
Let you
know five. Use yeah. protection.
Brent, you're up.
All right, let's do the IGALK147. Hey, it's IGALK147 here with a Foxy Wholetail.
Yes.
I was playing Team Slayer with three friends, and I was in the lift room. The game was not lagging, but somebody was running backwards into the wall. I chucked a sticky grenade at him. The grenade moved 2 inches, then disappeared. Suddenly, I started losing shields, and no bullets were hitting me. Then, just dropped dead. This happened another time, which pissed me off. I was hacked. Keep on carroting, a.k.a. spike grenading, Duststorm, who is playing team doubles while I'm uploading a virus to his computer and stealing Halo 3 hat that has a splazer in it, and which kills me. Then Chuck Norris runs and tasers me, which brings me back to life. Then Jerome comes in and hits me with a grav hammer and says, I protect Podtacular and Podtacular employees, and he said that wrong. It's Podtacular employees and Bungie property. Then steals Dusty Jared watch while flying away on his flying nene of death.
He went to Jared. Anywho,
wow.
This next one is Dustin's.
Yep. Pokemon Master Indy writes in, "Hi, it's me, and I have a few tales from the foxhole."
Foxhole.
The first one is on Sandtrap. I was playing Big Team Slayer on Social Big Team. I got bored, and the game was near the end, and I started driving the elephant around. I flipped over the elephant because someone else was driving it. After I flipped it, I got a double kill splatter.
Oh, nice.
I went into theater mode, and after the game was over, because I was very confused, my team won, and apparently one of the two people on the other elephant flipped the elephant over, and somehow that gave me a double kill. Wait.
I don't get it. Just
apparently one of the two people on the other elephant flipped the elephant over, and somehow that gave me a double kill.
Okay, so the elephant was flipped, and then it flipped over on somebody?
Yeah.
And or two people, and it killed them?
I'm a little confused.
Pixar didn't happen.
Yeah, make sure you guys can understand what you're writing. Like, Trouble Party wrote up there before. Yeah. Hey, kids
concern.
Advice. I'm actually thinking about posting that on the submission form.
Four. He sounds like a concerned mother when he was saying that. Now, just so you know, before you post, make sure you know 100% what you are talking about. Because if you do not know, it will sound dumb when we read it.
Prime example.
Keep going.
Prime example.
Oh, man.
He's been old for a while. What?
Man, we need to cull the herd here every now and then, because we have a bunch of submissions, but not all of them are good. like 75% random frags, 25%, you know, main show content.
Well, the random
and then
frags
stuff like this.
Pulled up the last month of inactivity, so
yeah.
But yeah, that's one thing we're gonna experiment with over the next few episodes, is cutting back on submission read.
Yeah.
So we can actually shorter and actually have decent lives outside of Podtacular.
I have a decent life.
We'll see. We need to have a decent life where Greg just talks about his life. I would be more interested to hear Greg talk about his life for an hour than try to figure out what Pokemon Master Andy is trying to say.
But we don't. All right. Well, let's start out when we picked up Dusty from his bathroom. Okay, first thing that happened.
See, I already like this story. This story is already more interesting than this elephant flipping over and getting a double kill. Like, for real.
Oh, boy. Anyway, he goes on to say, my other tale is when I was playing Action Sack and got Team Fiesta on Assembly. Less than a minute after the game started, my entire team left. One person on the other quit, though, so it was a little better. I started off doing well, but then it went south because the other three started teaming up. Well, that's all I have. I'm going to sign off with a keep on fragging. Keep on fragging idiots that sell their trucks for gas money.
KOF stands for King of Fighters.
Or keep on fragging.
King of Fighters. It came about 15 years before we did. I think
we have a submission from Jimmy next, and he writes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy is
Jimmy. Dipstick.
Raza 119, aka Jimmy, is writing. What's up, Pod Tackler? It's the one and only Raza 119 here, and I have a funny tale from Halo 3. Me and some of my clan members were playing an infection game called Run or Die, and my friend was trying to betray me with the Splazer, so I rammed into him with my Waldy, my big Waldy hog, as he lasered me. I guess that's what he was trying to say, got a Killionaire, and then realized there was 13 zombies chasing me all the way. All I can say is, oh, Pwn Dizzle. Shout outs to B-Boy 155, Gaza Linton, Ram Parnthrob, Demon Hunter DL, Black Light 92, and the rest of my amazing clan. I'm not in it, but he mentions G. Lewis, the Snormed, Brent Gamer, and Lancelot. Keep on fragging the spring noobs who kill you when you are one away from the TAC nuke on MW2. P.S. When is the next Inside MLG episode going to be out? Let's give it a month. He writes another one. What's up, Pod Techers? The one and only Raza 119, a.k.a. the Jimmyster. Here and I have another very funny tale from Modern Warfare 2. Me and my clan, there are 9 of us, were playing Ground War, and these cocky Americans started making fun of us, so we owned them 1,000 to 200. I got the final 10,000.
Wow.
I got the final kill with an M9, and at the end of the game, they said we were hackers and left like a bunch of noobs. We are still recruiting. If you are interested in joining PM me on Xbox Live, my gamer tag is Raza119. But if you're American, you can't, because he doesn't like
it. Apparently, he doesn't like Americans.
Yeah. It's for Aussies. It's for Scottish.
Scottish?
He's from Scottish. That's it. It's for the Scots.
For the motherland!
Scottish.
Current.
All right, let's see. Troubled Party here says, hiya, Troubled Party, back again with a tale from the foxhole.
What the fuck?
From the foxhole.
I see what you're doing there, Greg. I was playing Modern Warfare 2 on Wasteland, and the game was just about over with a score of 7,300 to 7,400 with us winning. I was busy getting yelled at by teammates, screaming into the mic, oh my god, I don't want to die, I want to win, oh my god, barbecue. I decided the match was almost over and dared to take an epic knife kill, so I tossed my Blade of Glory across the map over the hedge, extremely far, hoping to get a kill. Today was the fateful day when I missed, but the knife hit C4 and blew up an enemy, getting me a game-winning kill. It made the kids in the game scream and cry and say they helped me do it. It was awesome. That's about it. Keep on fragging people who mock others who accidentally make a mistake and post their tale from the foxhole as a comment. You know who you are.
So, in Modern Warfare, you can throw a knife.
Mm-hmm.
And if the knife,
it replaces your frag grenades, though.
So if you throw a knife and it hits a C4, it'll blow up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
It's an instant kill if it hits somebody too. So.
Oh, the knife.
Yeah.
So if you hit him in the foot,
it's kind of hard to get a kill with. I mean, it's not super hard, but it's not something you get like all the time.
Is there an achievement?
Yeah, I mean, you can hit him anywhere, and it'll instantly kill him.
That's weird. Ah, my foot! Ah, it's
but
cut.
It has, like, a weird arc to it.
Oh.
It's really hard to get. Well, not, I mean... Yeah.
Dusty anyway, still...
Last one is from...
Getting on the mic.
Last one's from Fungus Oz. He writes in, hello, follow Podtackians. This is Fungus Oz with a vaguely entertaining tale from the foxhole.
Mm-hmm.
I was playing in a game of squad battle on Rat's Nest, and we were tied 2-2. Both teams had fully loaded warthogs racing to get to the base and capture the flag before the other one, and the opposing team seemed to be winning. What no one knew was that I was lying in wait with only a few stickies and my BR. I saw the warthog rolling.
Special assault rifle.
Yes. I saw he warthog rolling. All the sticky as I was lit up with the turret fire, but it stuck and exploded, killing the driver and flipping the vehicle, leaving the two more guys to try to pwn me. The gunner and I exchanged BR whilst I had half shields, but I killed him with 4 shots in a pro T-squared ownage pwnage.
Rampage. Rapage?
Yeah. Double kill with no shields and the flag carrier turning towards me. It seemed a loss because I chunked a sticky at him in the last ditch attempt to stop him and boo-bam! Stuck him in the face!
In the face.
And he is a step away from the cap spot and the flag literally landed on the spot. Triple kill. A second later I heard a deep evil voice say, flag captured, game over. My comrades had made it though and captured the flag. And that, my friends, is the most epic save.
Ever.
Keep on fragging Nene for eating the third half of a triangular squirrel that is dipped in cheese and metal toast with fart juice in a bottle which Billy May's ghost is advertising for only 3 easy payments of
$29.99.
Oh, and that's him calling now.
Yes, he's actually going to call to make sure I have my payment.
Billy Mays is a telemarketer. Billy Mays ghost here.
Coming in.
And if I got a deal for you.
Anyway.
Do you hate doing laundry, but you love wearing fresh clothes? Get the breeze.
No,
spray it on there. No one will know the difference.
No, that's OxyClean.
No, I'm talking Febreze. You ever had a Febreze shower?
No.
Then you wouldn't know about it.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Well, that's all the submissions that we have for this week. Trying to get through all of them, and we're already at an hour and a half for this recording. 2 hours once the call-ins are calculated into the whole mix.
Mm-hmm. Quackulated.
Quackulated.
Quackulate it. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in again to Podtacular.
Oh, Shackulated. Shaq's got you back.
Mm-hmm. And we're back on the weekly schedule.
Shaq Fu.
From a month break off.
It's a great movie. It's a wonderful movie.
See you in another month, folks.
we'll record next Monday.
See you in April.
Auf Wiedersehen.
See you in the millennium.
See you in 2028.
See, that's another German word. Auf Wiedersehen is just backwards for see you in March.
Yeah.
See you after spring break.
Auf Wiedersehen. See?
Yeah.
Backwards.
Yeah.
Auf Wiedersehen. Okay.
Typing it out.
No, I'm not.
Eater.
There's no V in April.
There's no V in Wiedersehen either. You realize that, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't know how to spell it, though.
AUFWEIDERSEHN, I want to say. I took 2 years of high school German class, Dustin. I know these things.
Okay. I'm not gonna question it.
Oui, oui.
So,
I think I spelled it right, so good job, me.
And I'm going to shout out to myself for spelling correctly, unlike most of you people who submitted today.
I did. I spelled it right. Good job, Brent.
Hey, Brent.
Yeah.
There's a cookie jar in your kitchen right now. Go get one.
Go get a cookie. Every time I spell a German word right, I get a cookie.
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 Okay. Send in your comments, questions, and submissions to new email address, submissions@podtacular.com.
And we have .com, right? We have me and Brent and yourself. We all have @podtaculars, right?
Well, Brent,
we do? I don't.
Brent doesn't ask for one.
I have one, but I haven't signed into it.
You and I have one. Either.
Yeah.
You actually? So,
if you want to get to me, send it to glewis@podtacular.com. If you want to send one to Brent, send one. If Brent wants one, Brent, you want one?
Yeah.
Yeah. So send yours to Brent@podtacular.com.
You want Brent or Brent Just, Gamer?
Send it to Jerome@podtacular.com.
Jerome. He just answers back and talks like him. Would you waste my time with these further questions, boy? I'm trying to protect Podtacular and Podtacular property.
Future reference, Jerome@podtacular.com will not go to anyone.
Except for myself.
Like, currently, it won't go to anyone.
We should make a story with all the submissions that are sent to Jerome.
But yes, Brent or Brent Gamer for at Podcast?
Brent Gamer.
Brent Gamer. Okay.
Go with that.
If you want to get in hold of Brent, which we'll set up with an email account soon, email him at BrentGamer@podtacular.com.
This mine is email that you
mine
talk.
Mine's DustStorm@podtacular.com and Greg's is glewis@podtacular.com.
Yeah, with the capital G.
It doesn't matter.
It does.
Yeah.
Emails aren't case sensitive.
If it's a lowercase, I won't answer it. I won't.
That's how it's entered in on the cPanel backend or direct admin backend. Is
well, then you guys are all lucky. If I see one, I'm deleting.
Anyway, our show is community centered based on your submissions, so be sure to submit. WatchPodTacular.com for an invitation to submit your stuff for next week's show.
Yeah.
Be sure to check out our website at www.podtacular.com. And while you're there, come drop a line in the forums and get involved with our wonderful community.
Thanks to everyone that gives us money. Well, never mind. Thanks to everyone that contributes to Podtacular by dedicating time to lead events, helping out with the bills by donating through PayPal, following us on Twitter and Facebook, or subscribing to the show on iTunes and Zune Marketplace.
That's where I do it, on the Zune Marketplace.
Check out the other shows on the Gamercast Network, Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, GCN, the Video Game Show, The Post Game Report, and Destructoid.
And the newest one, Lady Gaga's pregame show.
Check out all of these other more well-produced podcasts on the Gamercast.
Oh, geez.
Would you like a podcast with 75% less dead air? Go to Destructoid.
And 90% more cussing? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Destructoid podcast?
Yeah.
I like Destructoid podcasts.
I think it's okay.
The only ones I've listened to so far are GTR.
I like Jim Sterling.
I don't like Giant Bombcast. I cannot.
But you can't stand. I love Giant Bombcast. How can you not love Giant Bombcast?
I don't know. I just think that
they're too old.
And check out Drunk Tank. Plug for Drunk Tank.
Yeah, Drunk Tank's cool. We're talking about gaming podcasts, though. To be fair, Drunk Tank is not necessarily a gaming podcast.
Yeah, but still. They're probably one of the better ones out there.
They're a better podcast, yeah.
I like Buzz Out Loud. I listen to that.
Oh, and there was a recent Bungie podcast release, too.
Yeah. Oh, it was?
Yeah.
I did not know that. I'm downloading it.
I'm not big on the developer podcasts. I understand their place, but it's kind of like it's too official. We can't say that on the show because.
And today we made this awesome thing of awesomeness.
We can't give our opinion on other things because then we would get in trouble. Like, they literally cannot give their opinion on. Bungie isn't going to be like, you know what sucks? Uncharted 2 sucks. You know what, Naughty Dog? You suck. Like, Actually, after I beat Uncharted 2, I was watching the credits, and they thanked Bungie for something.
Yeah, they were in the special thanks. It said, thank you, Bungie, and Infantry Ward.
They might have helped. I can imagine that a lot of developers are like buddy-buddy with each other. Like, they're not at each other's necks.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It's kind of like Apple and Microsoft. They pretty much, like, Microsoft pretty much owns half of Apple anyway, but...
Well, I mean, Steve Downs and Gates are kind of good friends anyway.
And the Gates don't do nothing.
Well, who? Well, Steve Downs or...
Jobs? Not, sorry.
Steve Downs is Master Chief.
Wow. That's an epic fail though right there.
Yeah, Master Chief and Bill Gates are best friends.
I could just see Bill Gates like sitting there. He's like, do the Master Chief voice again. No, I'm not going to do it again.
Just do it, Steve. Steve, just do it.
They go to McDonald's. They're like, hey, Steve. And he's like, yeah, Bill. Hey, Steve, order our menu. Order with the Master Chief voice. He's like, I'm not going to do that, Bill. Come on, you have to do it. Oh, fine.
I'll have the McGruber, the McOzburger. Give it to me.
I need a McMuffin.
I'll have the McOzburger.
I need some McNuggets.
I need a fry.
Spartans never die, Bill.
Oh, yeah, is Grandpa home? Okay. All right, time to go.
So
thanks, guys, for listening in. Next week's show, we will do... we're still waiting 2 weeks out. It's going to be the Decade in Review on games. And we have a few guests coming along for the ride. So next week, what you guys want to do? More firefight maps?
I'd be down with it.
Ugh.
Brent?
Yeah, do what you want. I'm not a huge fan. like seriously, I could talk about anything.
Okay. The maps that we'll be covering will be on the front page of Podtacular right after this show comes out, which will probably be Wednesday, maybe Thursday, depending on when Chuck can get me the call-ins. Also, another quick announcements. I am doing a top 10 Podtacular series for Halo 3, Halo 3 ODST, videos, soap and pour campaign, matchmaking, that kind of stuff. Send them in to top10@podtacular.com.
Can the first one be the top 10 snipes on Dust Storm?
If you I don't think there's enough of those out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can probably send in 10.
Well, if you can, go for it, and I'll see what I can do with it. But it's going to be probably a monthly thing. I'm doing it right now alone. Might get some help later on with judges and stuff. But, yeah, I figured have a Podtacular-centered top 10 series because I know there's plenty of other top 10 series out there. So this is... It's open to everyone, but it's primarily Podtacular.
There are many top tens, but this is ours.
So there's many of them, but we need another one.
There are many like this, but this is ours.
But yes, it's kind of filling the void for Pod TV right now.
I like that. Filling the void.
I bet you would, Greg.
Brent, you fill my emotional void every day.
You complete me, Brent. Greg, you bring meaning to my life. You're the inspiration, Greg.
You're the inspiration.
Don't we get like 20 seconds of fair use under like copyright law? We need to put like that line in the show.
I'll see if I can backdrop it.
It's time to go.
Yeah. Greg is like, guys, I seriously got to get out of here. Like,
any other announcements I need to make?
Nope.
Greg, you want to talk any about the MLG show or the Rec Clan or anything?
Nope. I don't want to say anything unless we know it's going to happen. Because if I can hit go on the project, then I will talk about it. Until that happens.
We need to sit down and have another leadership discussion that we haven't had in about a year.
Yeah, we need to do that. I like the idea.
Okay. I think, yeah, that's it. So make sure you send, look for the front page post. I've been talking with a few people. Not a lot of people visit the front page. Make sure you visit the front page.
Do it now.
A lot of the announcements are made on the front page and not in the forums. The forums are more like a community chat section. The announcements are actually done on the front page. So make sure you check that out, and there's going to be a few more things changing and coming to the front page as soon as I get time. So
not when I get time, when he gets time.
Yeah.
When I get time, I'll be playing Mass Effect.
Oh, boy. But yeah. Okay, so thanks again, everyone, and I am Duststorm.
I'm G. Lewis.
And I'm Brent Gamer.
And see you in a week.
See you.
See you in a month.
Thanks for joining. That month.
Yeah, that would be interesting to leave out a month out again.
Well, we planned it. We planned
our next show will be airing on Thanksgiving.
2012.
Yeah, 2012.
The end of the world.
We are coming. The end of the world show.
Like there's this massive tidal wave coming. We're like, hurry, record, record. Dustin, you gotta get this out there faster.
It's coming.
It's coming.
You gotta release the show, Dustin.